Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm a madman.
All right, welcome back, Rare Talks. Welcome back, Rare Talks. Like, comment and subscribe. If you haven't already, make sure you go over to the Spotify and check us out. I'm joined today by the special co-host, the best co-host.
Come on, man, like Fend, real Fend. Follow up the ting, Kodak out now. You get me, timing this out now, music video. Go check that out, go like that up, stream that up, you get me?
Come on. And we're also today by our regular guest.
Father says, you know. It's me, man, I'm here. I see you lot tuned in. I see you lot.
Come on.
Loving the energy in that store.
Yeah. And also, we got our brother.
Naeem. What's going on, boys?
Yes. Come on, let's go. So today, we're going to be talking about... you know what? What do you lot think of Raheem Sterling and his performance?
Hey, bro, I just want to start talking about that.
What do you think of his performance?
All right, cool. Hear what I'm saying, yeah? Yo, England people, yeah? And I'm talking about the people up north. I'm talking about the people up Middlesbrough. I'm not talking about the people in London. The England. Start putting respect on Raheem Sterling's name. Yeah? Come on. I'm seeing on post Jack Grealish. Jack Grealish come on off the bench. You can't be rating someone that come off the bench, but yet the man on the pitch has scored consecutively in nearly all of his games. Only one game he didn't score when it was 0-0. If it weren't for Sterling, England wouldn't be where they are right now. Simple.
That's a fact.
Put respect on his name, blood. Stop hating. Media, stop hating. That's my driller. Not with. To the world, Amber.
In your Birdman voice. Put some respect on that guy's name, man.
What do you think, Naeem, of his performance?
Nah, he done well. He done really well, man. Represented the man, them, the country, man. Everyone knew.
Come on.
You bring it home, innit? What can you do, man? Like... Go back to Grealish though, I can't lie, man. You can't knock my man like that though,
no,
man.
No, we're not knocking him.
My man, my man's hard, bro. Obviously, he can't get in the first team, but he done well when he come on as well, man. But Grealish I can't lie, Sterling, he's holding it up for the whole country regardless,
Obviously, Grealish is cold. I can't lie, he's a good player. Grealish is like man them, innit? Yeah. But it's like Sterling has been the banging the goals. Yeah. 1-0 games. Most of our games, 1-0 games. So Sterling's made a difference. You get me?
Yeah,
even
100,
yesterday
100.
In that game... Like, Harry Kane, bro, he wasn't even running for the ball, fam. You get me? Like, yeah, he scored, because Grealish set him up and that, but...
He had nine touches in the first half, Kane.
Nine touches
in the first half. That's what he said.
And he scored.
And every time, he kept coming in short to collect the ball.
But he was coming in short, he wasn't running for it.
Do you think the pressure, do you think Harry Kane can't handle pressure? Because he plays better for his club than he plays for England.
Do you know what it is? It's always been like that for England, though. Like, the players always play better for their clubs than they do with each other. That's why they can't get more than one goal. Like, I can't lie, England have always been doing this. Cool, yesterday they got a 2-0 result, but Germany were poor. That's not the normal German team. Like, but England respectfully done really well. Yeah, they done their thing, but it's not home yet, bro. I've still got a couple of games left.
Yeah, it's still got Belgium.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? Belgium are still there, Italy, Spain. Yeah, man, but it's all up and rising for us, man. Respect to Sterling.
You, man, seen the final? I'm not.
What do you think of the Sterling's performance?
I think Sterling's been on fire personally, and he's making it look easy. Let me just show you like something. Everyone looks like they're stressed out. That goal that he scored, it just looked light. Like, in the corner.
Who from though? Luke Shaw, innit?
United.
Luke Shaw's a don.
Luke Shaw's hard.
Big up Saka as well. Done on my.
Yeah, Saka, bro. Saka's a baller, bro. He done sick as well, bro. Coming on that. Like. Saka as well. I like that Phillips guy in the middle though.
Calvin Phillips is strong, yeah.
He's a baller still, yeah. Can't I? Calvin Phillips is a baller.
He's holding it down. He's holding it down.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see the next games. That's what I'm not even getting my hopes up of saying it's coming home and getting excited, yeah, like these guys, because like this is what men do. They do every year,
you know,
and they get excited. I mean, what are you going to still do that dance and if they get knocked out?
Nah, fam, they're gonna try me, man. Fam.
I'm gonna be the one to do that.
Yeah,
still.
I know, fam. That's what I'm saying, bro. You're gonna try me, man.
Don't do it.
What was you gonna say, Cess? You were saying about the final. Sorry, man.
Yeah, I'm just interested to know who you think gonna be in the final, but who's gonna be the final two? Or
I said Italy, England, man.
Now I think Belgium and Spain.
Is it?
I said Belgium and Italy. I thought it was Belgium, France.
So no one said England.
We want them, but
brother, have you seen Belgium's England performance lately? Bro. Have you lot been watching Belgium's performance?
Yeah, Belgium are really, really tight as well. Yeah, they're
To me, that's the best team in the world, right?
Yeah.
What,
yeah.
Belgium?
Yeah. Huh?
They've been playing crazy, bro.
They're the best team.
They look
in the world,
united. Right? They look united as a team.
Spain, they smoked England before, if I'm correct. They smoked England before already.
I think they knocked us out of the World Cup. Was it them that knocked us out? Who knocked us out of the World Cup last year? Not last year, but the last World Cup.
I can't remember.
I think it was Belgium.
Yeah.
Or Croatia.
One of them.
No,
we played Belgium that game, though.
We played in the World Cup.
I saw we played Belgium in the World Cup.
And they...
team. They destroyed.
And that's the difference. Look, you got man like Lukaku, Lukaku was in the Premier League, whatnot. He didn't really have a good career. But then, he got older, he developed. And then when I'm watching him, and I'm saying to Jaden, I'm saying to my son, look, that's a proper striker there.
Yeah.
Not trying to disrespect Harry Kane because he's been a top goal scorer in the Premier League. But listen, you play
international
football.
Yeah.
What really makes you a footballer? Yeah. Not just goals, trophies. What have you won? What have you taken home? What's your team won? You see what I'm trying to say? Because that's what matters in football. The top teams are the ones that win Premier League, Champions League.
Yeah. And that's why they leave, innit?
That's why they leave.
That's why players like Van Persie and left Arsenal need to come win Man United then, innit? Yeah.
But I rate him for that. He deserves it.
Man throwed some nice shade. That shade was sick.
So that's the same thing.
So you said what was going to be in the final?
I said it's going to be Italy and... Who did I say? Yeah, well, Italy.
Or Belgium, no, you said Italy and Belgium, I think.
Is it Italy and Belgium?
What score are you predicting?
I don't know, brother. I'll say 3-0.
3-0.
Hopefully. I want a good game, man. Nowadays, I don't even care, bro. I want a good game, and it's VAR. See what it is? Watching football nowadays is tired, bro. That's why I'm not even gassed, because it's like VAR. Referees even telling you, bro, don't celebrate.
Yeah.
Man, see, don't celebrate. Mm. You have to hold it down, and it's not the same, man. But Euros, hopefully it's a good game, man. That's it. So far, I've told you,
Belgium and Spain. Yeah. And Belgium are going to win
1-0. What score are you predicting?
1-0.
I'll say Belgium, Italy final. I won't say 3-0 against Italy. If they're in the final with Spain, maybe they'll beat them 3-0.
But
Italy, I'd say they'll probably beat them 1-0, 2-1. Mm. Maybe it might go to penalties.
The fans, what you lot saying? Drop it in the comment. We want to see what score you lot predicting the final.
In the finals.
Yeah.
Where's it getting played again, the finals? It's not Wembley, is it?
I don't know.
I don't even know, but I can't even lie.
Hungary. What's that place called?
Budapest.
Yeah, Budapest. Okay.
Budapest. Rome.
Budapest.
Budapest.
Budapest. We got our Budapest fan.
All right, listen, so a question of that someone asked us, they said, do you think the youth are suffering from identity crisis?
You must answer that first.
Answers, yes.
Yeah?
All right, let me ask everyone a question. Did you suffer from identity crisis?
Yes.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah.
I did. So again, the youth, it just carries on. It carries on, yeah. It
takes a while to find yourself. You find your true identity, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes you want to be this today and this tomorrow and this.
One day,
confused because we're living in a world where it's just confusing. So.
Yeah.
But the thing with this identity is that when you choose the gangster life, that identity only leads two places.
Yeah.
So it's not like you chose to be a golfer and then you said, you know what, I like badminton.
Yeah.
You're choosing a life that literally only has two angles. There's no three. There's sometimes I'd say three. Three could be that you left it.
Yeah.
But 9 out of 10 people is very difficult.
That's why I left it. My cupboard. I always have my gangster jacket in my cupboard. I don't take it out. If I put it on,
the belly there, the long raincoat.
My cupboard. I don't put it on, bro. Yeah. Once you put that gangster jacket on, there ain't no taking it off.
Yeah,
no, there is, but it's a difficult one. It's not as easy as you think it is.
So I never really wanted to be a gangster. Still, I always wanted to be like a businessman, someone that can leave an impact in the world, like a legacy. Like even I'm gone from now, people are talking about me. So I'm still trying to find my lane, how I'm going to do that. You get me?
Yeah.
But I want to be someone great, man. I'm destined for greatness.
100%.
Mm. Yeah. In which lane?
In which lane? I'm doing podcasting now with you lot. So I'm going to be in the media for a little bit now. Obviously, I'm into the music thing. I'm into acting. I'm in every lane. I can't tell you what lane right now, man.
Yeah. You're still finding yourself right now.
I can't tell you what lane right now because I'm in so many lanes, bro. I'm swerving.
Yeah.
So when I get
that's
to
dangerous though, bro.
I know it is, but I've got my seatbelt on.
You can't go from lane to lane, bro.
I've got my seatbelt on. And when I get to my destination, bro, I will tell you, bro.
Yeah. You feel me? Yeah.
Just give me a little time, bro.
Yeah, I hear that. So,
please, no pressure. No pressure.
I feel the youths have got an identity crisis still. I feel that the place that they're warring over, yeah, like they don't own that curb. You get me? They don't own that area. Their mum, 9 times out of 10, their mum was moved there from the council. You saw their grandparents, whatever's moved there from the council. Mm. So I remember Hunt, man, big up Hunt. He said that, you know, man are warring over invisible borders.
Yeah.
And that alone there, that you don't have an identity crisis because your identity is Tulsa, or your identity is Hackney, or your identity is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you can't reach beyond that because my man's from over there. All right, cool. I don't want to, I can't represent, but that guy could just be just like you, could have went through the same pains and trouble. So I feel, yeah, man, the youths, them, they just worrying over invisible borders. You know, they don't, even like where their parents are from, they don't even look into their lineage, like where their name, their second name comes from. If you've got a slave master name, if you've got a proper family name, can you trace your heritage? There's loads of things. Have you travelled before? Mm. What have you seen?
But that's the thing though, you see them ages there, like the youths, them, they're not thinking about that at them ages. Mm. They're not thinking about, where did my parents come from? How hard it was for them. Like, when we were youths, we weren't thinking that. It's all about the now and what I can see in front of me in my 2 eyes, isn't it? So what they're seeing right now is more than what we used to see. Like, back then, I think it was a bit more cruddier, but now, it's like, for example, back then, in, like, let's say, early 2000s, 2010, however old you are, them days there, on the roads, was about reputation. It weren't really about money too much. Nowadays, it's about money. People seeing money, a lot more money getting injected in different ways than that. So, like, if you're 30, it's not about gangbanging. But if you're 20, you might be on gangbanging. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? It's all about the generation. But we grew up thinking, you know what? Them days there, that was just how we grew up. But now we're older, we realize it's about money.
There's a bigger picture.
It's a bigger picture.
I've got a bar like that. I said, growing up, we was on the grease thing. Now the young ones, they're on the peas thing. You there get you me?
Yeah, yeah.
A couple olders was on a B ting. Mm. It was like, nah, it's a wee ting.
Yeah, now the young there you on go.
A lean ting. I say it in my lyrics. There you go. Exactly what you're saying. Like.
But what platform you got that on though?
What tune is that? Yeah, I can't even remember.
That ain't on Spotify or?
I think I've got it on a tune. Not released, Reboy. I'm not sure if it's on.
But it relates already, though. Like,
what you said is it makes sense, yeah. Like, because I remember growing up, it was
about
reputation.
It's about rep, bro. It's about, what my man, da da da. Because we didn't have social media.
My man's his cousin, so no one's going to rob him. But now it's like, you just want money and they're chef for anyone. They're not business. You know what I'm trying to say? They have no morals, no values, no identity.
Yeah.
And they should use them chef skills in the kitchen, fam.
Like
Gordon Ramsay and get paid out here.
Come on.
You're a chef, use that in the kitchen. Transition.
Cut up some spring onions and some scotch bonnet and thing. You get me? And
food
some
cell.
Peppers, some sweet peppers.
But they need the chef. They need someone to show them things there. You know what I'm saying?
They're supposed to see them things there. When I learned to cook, and I'm not the best cook, but I learned to cook, I had to watch my dad cooking every Sunday and that.
That's what
he used to call us around, come. Me, my sister, and my brother, we had to watch him cook.
Yeah.
And whatever we cook, we had to cook it the following week, bro.
Yeah, I hear that. That's good.
Because you kind of wanted to, and you was encouraged to.
Yeah.
A lot of these youths are growing up, you know, the parents are young, so they only know about Uber Eats, Kebab Man, Chippy, Freddy's Fish Bar, whatever.
That's what it's about nowadays,
They're not even thinking about turning that chef's good. To them, cooking might be sneaky. You get me? It might not to them. I don't know.
Do you know what it is, G? I can't, like, nowadays, they're making so much bread out here. They're making so much money out here. Do you think they're at home eating mumsy's food? They're waiting till last minute and then they're going, mumsy, I'm eating your food now. Now I've got an hour to come here.
Like, going Michelin star restaurant for them youths there, like a big boy restaurant in the shop, that's cool to them. Not knowing that that money you spent could have bought you shopping for a couple of weeks, mate.
Yeah.
Like me, everything. You see what I'm trying to say? So,
yeah man,
there's a big
identity crisis, like, especially when it comes to, like,
how can it be fixed then? Since you asked the questions,
excuse me.
How can we, like?
How can we?
Generational. You answer that question. You answer it.
No, I didn't ask identity.
No, I'm saying you said how do we fix it? Yeah. So yeah, how do you? What do you think?
Yeah.
No, you can't flip. No, you don't do that. That's rude. Don't do that.
Oh,
you can't flip a question on a question.
No, because no,
I ask you because I want to know. Yeah. I'm trying to figure it out as well.
We say.
I'm asking you.
I know.
The one that interject the. The question in the first place. So are you gonna flip it on me like that?
I'll answer.
It's fair.
What? I like it when you speak, bro. I'm
you're learning off each man. Yeah, I hear that.
I got you. Don't worry.
Yeah, how do we resolve it? How do we resolve it? There's so many ways.
Identity crisis comes from the lack of parents teaching the children. So, all right, a lot of us, we come from different cultures, yeah?
Yeah.
We come from different cultures, but we didn't even know our culture until we started to get a little bit older. Like, properly know our culture. For instance, you come from a Moroccan background. Mm-hmm. So there's certain, like, couscous, hummus. Yeah. You just thought that was standard.
Hummus is great, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. I put that as Moroccans, you know. No one does hummus like Moroccans. No one does hummus like Moroccans.
You're not to make a mistake.
Couscous, chicken, all of that. So what I'm saying is there's certain things that you have in your culture that, like, you lot do, but you never realised that it was part of the culture because no one sat down and said, this is part of our history, our lineage. Okay, Does it make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Does it make sense for, like, me on a Sunday? Rice and peas and chicken.
Yeah. Sunday
stew chicken.
That's
a traditional thing. Yeah. So you see, when I got older and I got with the first woman I ever got with, and then she's saying, let's go get takeaway on a Sunday. I'm looking at her like,
mad. Yeah.
Okay, I hear you. Then.
That's mad. I'm like, takeaway?
Yeah.
I'm going to my mum's yard about takeaway. We got Sunday. I know 100% there's rice and peas and chicken at my mum's house.
Go to my dad's. Sunday dinner's cooked.
That's the one day. Cooked.
That's part of man's culture.
That's the one day. But we don't have takeaway.
But here's where the problem lies.
Yeah.
You lot have shown me something, but you haven't explained it to me.
Yeah.
Mm. You need to start explaining to your children who they are, what they are, and taking them back to the place and letting them learn about who they actually are. Mm. So when they grow older with a sense of belonging.
True, no? Mm.
So I'm not longing for belonging to this street thing because I'm not really from here.
Mm.
I'm really from over there.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense? Mm-hmm. That's why you catch, like, kids that, majority of kids there that, like, go through identity crises when they're younger. If they do have a culture and stuff to fall back on, as they get older, they just slide back into that light of whatever they are.
Yeah.
Like my Somali brethren that was on road, bro. He just said, bro, when he wanted to leave the roads alone, he just flew back to Somalia, became a hafiz of Quran.
Yeah, some man could just do that.
He just cut.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's got his culture. He's got his two wives. He's got his thing out there, bro.
No one
can chat to him over here.
Yeah.
He's got his whole culture. He's wearing his. He brought me this thing that you tie around. I can't
Bawis.
Even. Bawis, bro.
Bawis, yeah.
Bro, man said, yo, wear this, my brother.
My Somali guys and girls.
Do you see what I'm saying? So he has a whole culture that he can just fall back on. But when he was younger, he had a identity crisis, and it's only now he found himself he can go back to that now. But some people don't even know that because the parents, they teaching you nothing. Does that make sense?
Well. So you're basically saying, it's important for every parent to take their child back to the homeland, to the home country.
100%.
Because that's what a lot of parents 100%. Don't do. Because
look.
And a lot of parents don't even go on holiday, they're soft.
Yeah.
So what happened there?
So boom. Mm. And why that's important, what you just said. From 12 years old, my dad brought me to Jamaica.
Mm.
With my uncle, you get me? I said, yeah, this is great grandma's grave. Man's in Portland, where we're from, innit? Man's with Mas Reggie, man's with Uncle Kanai. This is before Uncle Kanai come England.
So
when Uncle Kanai come England now, me and Uncle Kanai close because Uncle Kanai took me around the whole of Portland. I'm a nephew this, I'm a nephew. And then it gave me a sense of identity.
So
I say that to say this, yeah, cool. We grew up, we've got to remember where we've all grown up, innit? Where our parents have brought us, or some of them might be first generation growing up here. Here, has no identity crisis for us. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I can say it. So we're growing up, and even in school, I remember this. There used to be like a saying or like an opinion that Africa wasn't a nice place, Africa was a poor place. Oh, don't eat African food. Oh, don't be around Africa. Yeah. And man, remember, because man's growing up in England, yeah, you
from
know,
young
bro.
Growing up, yeah. That's yeah, all the stories, man.
We're like man's got African heritage, regardless. Even if man's got white man's, they've got African heritage. Yeah, they better know where they're from.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, yeah, it's like, man's got to realise where we are. You said that to me as well when we was talking about, when I said, "Raw, how comes there ain't like 10 black shops down there?" It's true. So that's why it's important for the parents to teach the kids. And yeah, all right, cool, you're from Jamaica, or you're from Morocco, or you're from Sudan, or you're from Gambia. You're coming back to your homeland, and you're going to go to, not going to be in no 5-star hotel and resort and beach and food. Yeah. No, you're going to go to the hood, to the trench. You get me, where your family live. We know where we're from. It's nice, but it's the trench, bro. Like Portland.
You said that 12 years old, your people took you to the homeland, and that opened, that make you the man that you are today.
Thank you,
because
bro.
If you didn't go to the homeland, you'd probably have been a different person. You wouldn't be aware of poverty. You wouldn't be aware of struggling and hard life, and knowing that there's actually people out there struggling really and going through it.
Yeah.
So that is a good thing still. And like, yeah, man.
That will give you a sense of identity and know that. And that's why a lot of people I speak to, I told them straight, Rupert, like, this ain't no, like, England, I'm born here and I will be privileged to be born here and I'm grateful. I'm not going to be ungrateful, but this ain't my grassroots. I've identified that. And the people that are born here, yeah, some of them feel comfortable to speak with me because they see me as a brown skin and I might have, his mum's white, whatever, but it's like, I'm not accepted, bro. I'm born here, but where's my grassroots? So even for my son, he's gone Jamaica already. He's gone around the world. He's traveled, gone through, just little places just to see, well, all right, that's the place you go on holiday. This is your homeland. Mm-hmm. You get me? So my son was in the shower this morning getting ready to school. Guess what he was listening to? Beres Hammond. You get me?
How does he know about Beres Hammond, bro?
That's what I'm trying to say. That's so he's learning it from now. He said, when I listen to this, daddy, it reminds me of grandma and granddad. You get that? His grandma, my dad. Learning, because and that's what I get. When I hear reggae, it reminds me of certain, used to be in Yam Food Young. You get me? It reminds me of that.
It takes you back. It takes
RIP,
you back.
You get me? It just takes me back, fam. So that's what's given, like, as man's older, because man still lost the identity. Oh, yeah, man's on the roads, man want to be this, da, da, da. But deep down, as I'm older now, man knows, right?
Deep down,
cool.
Yeah.
And now I want to go Africa. I'm on this Africa thing now. Like, any man that's dissing Africa, I can't even sit down with them. Yeah. You get me? I'm on a real thing like that.
That's the motherland of all the land. That's the mother. And I need to go see her and feel her. Not in that way, but I need to
experience her.
Bro? I want to go everywhere. I want to go Kenya. I want to go in the jungle. I want to go to the nice bit. I want to go to the worst bits.
Where's your ass though?
And do you know what else destroys the kids' identities as well? Yeah, is that obviously a lot of parents are lackadaisical with the children regarding their religion and their belief system. So they grow up with some crazy beliefs that, like, they'll adopt as they get older, because as we get older, our parents spend less time with us when we need more time, because we're going through more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually going through more stuff. When we're younger, you can spend less time with us because we're young, we got our friends. But as you start to get a little bit older, if you ever clocked that, you start to need more advice on life.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're going to the wrong sources for advice, bro.
You can't go to the man.
Do you see what I'm saying?
No, 100.
So it's like, if the parents don't give us that, or that kind of pushing us to what is right and what is wrong, then we start to adopt what we believe right and wrong. And because a lot of our parents told us to do things and we didn't see them do it, so we're like, he's a hypocrite anyway.
Let me give you a great example right there. Don't forget, but imagine our parents telling us, look, be a law-abiding citizen. My son, be law-abiding. Cool. Now what you see, Matt Hancock, whatever his name is, Now did you go back to your mum and say, look, the guy that told everyone to go and stay at home during the whole of lockdown, 18 months later, whatever, has been caught behaving like this with no face mask on, but the law still applies that I wear a face mask. Mum, what do I do? Do you know, if you put him in an ultimatum like that, such as this guy who put the legislation out for the face masks is not following the law himself, so therefore, why should I follow the law, although the law is still established? You know what I'm trying to say? I don't understand how the levels of like people's mentalities in that sense. That's what I don't get, like. But yeah, if I was going off topic for what you said,
So I've always come back to like the thing that if you teach your kids like a certain who they actually are and their a belief system, then what you've done is you established strong roots, because the roots are bigger than you. For instance, my child's always lying to me, and the child's scared of me, one day that child, that fear will go, you know. Fear doesn't last forever. Nah. That's why the worst thing to control people by is fear. Do you know why? Eventually, people lose fear and they just go and just destroy themselves. That's why you always see countries uprising. They're scared of their leaders.
But yeah, you see, eventually against them, yeah.
Eventually, just rebel, boy. Yeah, but they get, obviously they die and they get bombed and they get murdered. Yeah. But they lose that fear after a while. And it's the same with children. If you're always telling your children to be scared of you, then what happens is, who else do they have to fear? So when they go outside, I don't. My parents are not here, so I don't fear nobody.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have to make your children have a belief system that there's something higher than me. Yeah. Okay. So if you go out and you go and kill somebody, Allah is going to hold you accountable on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and you're going to go Jahannam for this.
So not you.
I'm just saying that you're making your child see that there's something higher than me, bro, that's going to hold you accountable. And that sometimes will make a child start to identify who they actually are and what they want to be in life. And I feel like that's not established nowadays in society, because it's a secondary thing that we think of nowadays.
But can you find your identity without making any mistakes? I feel like you have to make mistakes to learn, right? I feel like that's how we find our true identity, after the mistakes that we know that. Well, we're not
speaking to the mic.
Yeah. Like, that's how we find our true identity, when we make mistakes. So you'd be telling yourself that, I'm not going back that road. I've done that. That wasn't for me. It got me there. So you know what I'm saying? But without mistakes,
make the right choices next time.
Without mistakes, how are you going to find yourself? You know what I'm saying?
At the same time, I agree.
I'm not saying you have to make a mistake to find yourself.
But it depends on
mistakes,
what
mistakes make us.
But some mistakes can be detrimental.
Yeah, some mistakes are life or death.
No, and yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But you're right, as humans, we have to make mistakes. Yeah. But some mistakes that you can make,
you can't go back.
Look at this mistake that the youngers make now. They'll be in a music video of a youth talking hella smoke about the ops. He's just in the video, he's not rapping. But he's in the video.
In the dance music.
Okay, like he's doing all of this, doing all of that. Now, me as a op, all right, so what, my man, what, you're in their video, yeah?
Yeah, I know where you're going.
I've caught him now. Yeah, me and my brethren caught him. He said, no, I ain't got nothing to do with it. It's not me. It wasn't me. Man saying, yes, it was. And then before you can even react, I've stabbed you in the heart and killed you.
Yeah, but he was right. He didn't have nothing to do with it. But hear what?
He did.
Why is he in the music video?
Exactly. No.
Why you're fully involved.
You're fully involved. Supporting his friend. He doesn't know what. No, listen.
I hear what you're saying.
Stop laughing. He's supporting his brethren. Well, come down, do the video. But he doesn't know that his brethren done some. Fuck,
yeah, maybe he don't know his bridge, but he should know.
We're in 20.
Guilty by association.
Yeah, there you go.
I know where you're coming from.
But hear what I'm saying. Simple. Yeah. Let me tell you why it's his fault and he's involved. Hear what I'm saying. If you're in, you could be behind the scenes, Ruboy, and take pictures. You know, you don't have, because remember these youths are in the video now. They're covering up their fit, whatever, innit? Because they know that even though I'm not rapping on the song, I'm gonna get chinged up when it's ride out time. But I feel you're inciting it, because you're right, you are supporting your brethren, but at the same time, what type of song are you doing? Like, send me the song. Like, that, people that I ask to come to videos, send me the song, please.
It's that man's song.
And then if I was to send man a song talking about, man, there's enough man will say, sorry, bro.
Yeah.
You know, I've got you. If it's ride out time, I'll put the gloves on. But bro, I'm not in front of the camera inciting this thing. You get me?
Yeah,
and that, you're right. Like, it's, I feel that they made a mistake. That's a detrimental mistake, because you could... You could have a good job and you're like 18 and you're on a good career path, like an apprenticeship. Next minute you want to go to so-and-so's video. Then the next day now you're going to, I'm not even coming back from work, and they're doing the man I'm gliding, and then you get caught. Because 9 times out of 10, that's the use. It's the ones that, not the main ones that are rapping, because they know they're staying safe. It's the ones that are in the
small
video,
fry,
doing the dances, yeah, going like that. But they're the ones that are getting chinged up, bro, and dying.
Imagine,
bro,
you said, could be a footballer, because there was an incident not too long ago where it's the same thing how you just said it. One Donny, bad man, did it on fuckery. The next Donny, footballer, not on no fuckery. But like you said, guilty by also, the ops them saw, man.
Yeah,
he didn't say, oh, footballer, get out of the car, you're not involved. Both got smoked.
100%.
So
they're not looking at it like that.
So for the youths them and for the man them that's not involved in certain lifestyle, stay away from the lifestyle, man.
Yeah.
You have to be friends from a distance, because
That's what it is.
You said the mistake could cost you your life, bro.
Yeah, it could be detrimental. You know what I'm saying? Get me
100%, bro.
Yeah, stay away from certain lifestyle, man, if you're not about that lifestyle, man.
Make the right logical decision, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
Like, Make it make sense. That's what I was going back to before with the whole face mask thing, bruv. You can't be trying to dish out orders about face mask and that. And the guy that said, yeah, like, wear it is now doing mad things. Like.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to get at. Make it make sense with your whole choices.
What happened with Hancock over there? I just see bare little things going on.
Matt Hancock was handing out cock. That's what he was doing.
Oh, no.
Not just the one thing, though. The two things.
Pause.
Certain man ain't seen Betty Jiggle for 6 months.
Pause. Did you hear that? Pause.
No, but he was at the
excuse us today.
Yeah. I was saying, bruv, like, my man's on a mad team, bruv. Two things, innit? You got two girls on the line.
That's what Wilbur said. Wilbur's comedy. We got Wilbur's comedy.
No, I was just saying, bruv, my man's been mad with two girls and that through lockdown, innit?
But they do that on a regular. It just so happened that he got caught, man.
Look, and I'm glad that the country got to witness that. I'm glad you people got to witness that. You running and wearing your mask and taking this thing serious. I'm glad you got.
But you know what? Yeah, you know what? Let me just say something. There's about a million Hancocks out there. Yeah? So man can't be cussing Matt Hancock because, bruv, there's bare man doing Matt Hancock out there.
Yeah.
Only difference is that he was a person of authority, which was telling the people every day. I saw that guy's face every single day.
He was front line, bro. He was like,
every day I turned on the news or something. Like, we're waiting for an announcement. It was him.
A random guy as well.
Boris Johnson went under the slammer after his thing. Because you know Boris Johnson, remember he had his mad, affair?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Was that
we forgot, yeah? Yeah, the mayor.
Brushed it under the carpet.
The carpet.
I remember there was another brother, he went out on lockdown, they said, I've got two
Dominic
masks.
Cummings, bro.
Yeah. See? These three
so,
guys,
so they've been
bro.
Dishing out the rules and breaking the rules.
Bro, come on, we know this.
Come on.
What goes for us doesn't go for them.
Come on.
You get me?
That's why I find it like funny. Like I just when I watch all of this, I find it funny. But
identity crisis.
Yeah, identity crisis, bro.
Mm.
Yeah, man. Trust me. Mm. Even them people. Like I said again, we live in England, bro. So them people there, their identity is being elite. Mm. You get me? They think they're God. Mm. The man there. You get me? They think they're high.
Because they're
the so-called hierarchy. So what it is, the Matt Hancocks, all these men, they think their power gets to their head, fam. You don't ever hear these men talk.
What's it?
In this lockdown thing or this corona, you never heard one of them say it like pray or nothing. Like You even saw them so-called popes and bishops and that saying, yeah, the churches are shut, yeah. Mm. Like, you know, all against this thing, bro. Mm. You get me? You're all against what is right. Righteousness. Mm. That's how I look at it. You get me?
Facts.
Yeah,
fam. That's facts.
I question everything.
Say amen.
I'm saying, hold on.
I'm a free thinker,
hold
bro.
On, but faith. Faith is stronger than anything.
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
God is the most high.
Yes, sir.
So there's been bad man more virus than corona, you know. There's some real bad boy virus out there, you know.
Bro.
Some dangerous
corona.
Virus that when they catch you,
corona ain't killing
you can't
people.
Cure. Yeah. But you know what I'm trying to say?
People's dying for more.
God's, like, we're here. He's created all of us. He's created the planet. He's created the world. So that means... We as humans, he's created us to adapt around these things. Some people's gonna catch it, and that's their time. That was what was written for them. But yeah, man, the government. That's why I just look at it kind of like, right, it's a control thing. They're trying to show, man, yo,
we're
the generous.
Yeah.
We're the ones that you lot should be.
But should it be a force thing?
I just keep saying it. Huh?
It's in your human rights not to take something you don't want in your body. And like at the end of the day, we need to do a lot of research. It's like, so do you think like they got all the right to force it in? Into making it what's the word? Making it into a law that we have to take it.
Compulsory.
I don't think that's right. Still,
it's not right because
they're gonna do it regardless.
Right. I'm not even. I've had enough with the government. I'm not talking about anything to do with them. They can all do what they're gonna do, bro.
They know
the end fate for them anyway.
Say nothing. But what you man think about them two? Them who is it? Arms Carleone and them man. They got a match, innit?
Jeez.
Is it September?
Oh, Bouncers yeah, on. What, yeah, September.
Where's it going to be on?
Bouncers going to smoke him.
I'm not too sure.
Hey, shout out to Bouncer,
my
bro.
Brother.
Hey, Bouncer, you better finish him off.
Yeah, I can't lie, Bouncer. I want you to get smokes, though.
I don't even lie,
bro. Not because I don't like you. I don't know you. I don't care. But I just want to see a wedge guy that's like just gym guy. Do someone
they
up
both
like,
wedge.
They're, no, but the difference is Arms Corleone is known for gym.
Bouncer's not known for anything
to do with gym. He's just a music man, right?
He's not from the trenches.
Hands in other things, but
my man's
known for his social media being hench, innit? I kind of want to see him elevate and see if he can do like an influencer. That's what I want to see.
I just want to see what a hench man can do in the ring. Because sometimes
sometimes I can show you best sports.
Look what David done in Goliath.
Sometimes I think Bouncer will win, but I want Arms to win. That's what I think. I think Bouncer will win. He looks Bouncer's more agile, but smoking, I want Arms to win.
We see who can perform. I say the best man day,
win.
Yeah.
The best man win, bro.
It's like we had the boxer, our Bridging Pester, the other day. And he was saying, some men are good at sparring, but they're rubbish in the ring. Some men are good in the ring, but they're rubbish at sparring. Yeah, so we're going to see
the banter is sick, though. You must see the banter they're giving to each other.
Nah, yeah,
man put a picture of Crazy Frog, of Arms Corleone, looking at Crazy Frog. It's your Crazy Frog. Remember,
the promo. Sir, the promo.
Sir, game don't know about Crazy Frog and that back in the day, bro. Yeah, bro.
No, they promo game is sick. They're proper promoting right now.
Whoever done that?
That's funny still.
But that's what we need, man. If you... In the game, in the industry, if you would, you know, two parties don't see eye to eye, let's do this
get
business.
Get in the ring.
Let's get in the ring.
That'll be interesting.
Let's do this. Let's make some money out of it.
What, rappers?
And go about our way.
What, rappers? Rappers getting
yeah,
in the
rappers
ring.
Need to start doing
they
that.
Were, they were trying, like, through lockdown, I see a certain man on Instagram live, like...
I just think that was cap, man.
Bro, certain man was dodging
cap,
it.
It's got
I'm not going to lie, Jay Spades, Ruby, oh, you dodged Vic Santoro.
No, what happened there? Because I was a bit...
No, he dodged it. Do you know what he said?
Nothing. One of them dodged each other,
bro. Jay Spades dodged it because Vic was on it. He even linked up with promoters, everything. Tried to make it happen, yeah? Jay Spades said he needs, like, 6 months to
change.
Yeah, to change, yeah.
No, you have to respect Jay Spade because he avoid something.
No, but he wasn't ready. He didn't avoid it though, but you know why? Because he's on there talking smack.
Yeah, he was.
Like I said, deep down, he knew he wasn't ready.
He's not ready, so he's not gonna go into something.
Yeah, I don't
he's
think
not ready, bro.
In the box.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Bro, you see the fighting game, it's like, it takes heart, bro. Like, anyone that can get into a ring and fight with someone, it takes heart,
you
bro.
You have to be brave, man.
You've got to have heart that you just...
takes about 60 minutes apart?
It takes... You've got to go into the ring with the intention that I'm gonna kill you.
Smoking.
Like, I'm going to kill you. Like, you got to go into the intention with that. You can't go in there saying, he's my friend,
I'm going to hurt you. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to hurt you. Because, man, he's going in there to hurt you.
To hurt you, yeah.
No, so when to
you,
kill you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not to hurt you. There's a difference.
Mike Tyson, bro.
Hurting someone, you're getting it to Matt kill Tyson, someone.
Yeah.
Like, Mike Tyson's getting it to kill people.
Yeah. I feel like he stepped in the ring, he's going to kill
someone. Yeah.
He got revenge from Muhammad Ali, bro.
Yeah.
Smacked up. What's that guy's name? What's the guy? There was a guy that beat Muhammad Ali, yeah. And then he said, Mike Tyson said, yeah, I saw it when I was, because he was boxer young, innit? So he's like, hopefully I get to fight this guy one day. And when he got to fight him, he
smoked him.
Yeah, he mashed him up still.
You know, fighting's a different breed, man.
Yeah, takes a lot of heart to get into that ring, bro.
It does, man. Even to physically prepare for it.
Don't get it twisted, because you know that you're gonna get hit and
mentally.
Like, even when I was doing BJJ and I'd fight against someone that's sick, I just feel the man's power and I'm like, oh my gosh, he's gonna choke me, bruv.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna get choked. But you know what? I'm not going out of that fight. And the man would just put me in a mad hold into my arm. I'd be like, oh my gosh. Now BJJ's like on the floor, isn't it?
Jiu-jitsu, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My man just screams my arm like, rot. But man felt that.
Looking to break it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was mad. But you have to have heart, because, bruv, there was a little 16-year-old boy, he was just on everyone. Yeah. This little 16-year-old, he's just fighting. I'm like, Russell, you just got heart.
Heart still.
Like, he's just 16, and he's just, the way he was fighting me, it was mad. I was like, raw, this little you. And they're like, take your time with him.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, how can I take my time with him? Mama's moving ultra aggressive with me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But yeah, man, I feel like doing
something. Inspiring though, isn't it? When you get the youths and that in them environments and that, they're doing better than, like, do you know what I'm trying to say? The ones that are older, they stuck their craft from young and they're just helping people that are older, like teaching them.
I love it, man. I love it.
So I'm excited to see Tyson Fury fight with Wilder again. Store, what do you think?
I was excited to see Deontay Wilder get beaten up. I ain't excited to see that again, bro.
Why not?
Nah, man.
Why not?
Deontay,
I don't want to see Deontay Wilder lose his faculties. But the last fight,
are you a Wilder fan?
No, I don't like seeing someone get brain damage.
I'm not.
Oh, what? You got brain damage?
He got smoked. Did you see that fight?
Oh, he was like, bro, he was like, he couldn't even move.
But do you know how long he took out? You know why it took so long for this fight to happen? He had injuries, bro. He busts his eardrum and it mashed up his head. Have you an eardrum with a bus?
Yeah.
But have you ever had an earache or something?
Yeah.
You're discombobulated, bro.
Yeah, you can't even put your head straight.
You can't put your head straight. You feel like you're not balanced. And your head's all over the place.
Yeah,
people talking to you, you can't listen to. Bro, he messed him up. I'll be honest with you, man. I wouldn't wish that on, because he's going to do it again. Trust me. After someone can damage you like that, you know what someone said? He didn't even take a fight like a little fight to knock someone out and get back his rhythm.
Yeah.
He's going back with the, let's say for argument's sake, the top, one of the top three fighters in the world. He's getting straight back in the ring with them after not even having like a practice fight to see like if this trauma I'm over, because it's like a car crash, bro. You could be a car racer all your life and then crash once, and then that's psychological trauma. You need to go through some sort of therapy.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? He hasn't even done that and he's getting back in the ring with Tyson Fury, bro.
Why you think that is, bro? Man, he's rage.
He's rage.
He's the one like to do the knockout, bro. He's not the one who like to be. So he's angry. He's trying to come back for revenge, isn't it? But as you said before, boxing is about heart, brother. Tyson Fury got too much heart.
Who do you want to win?
Would I want to win? May the best man win, you know? Again, you win? I like both parties still.
I'm rooting for Tyson Fury because
the only guy that can knock out Tyson Fury and finish him off is Anthony Joshua.
Oh, allow it, man.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
No, allow it. I'm telling you
right now.
Where you get that from?
Big up AJ, innit?
Big up AJ.
From the ends and that, but I can't lie, AJ.
AJ, you're still out. You tried to do the vaccine thing, but yeah, go on.
I can't lie, bro. For me, it's a Fury thing.
Can you explain that?
Fury will eat AJ.
Anthony Joshua will eat AJ.
And
bro, let me tell you something. You know what I've realised with a lot of people in the UK? You don't realise that Anthony Joshua is a road dude.
I think
you don't get it.
He's got that.
No, I'm saying in the boxing game, he's a road dude. Don't let his clean image what he tries to do, because he's doing that for sponsorship.
Yeah, we know that.
My man's a genius. I rate his business ethics.
Dylan White, I do.
Yeah, Dylan White's a bit more bricks than real.
Dylan White is more of a road dude.
Yeah, than AJ.
No, I'm saying AJ, bro, if you see the way he moves with man, like what? You stepping in my face, bro. Like what? You on that, yeah?
No, I've seen him on YouTube.
Try to get in the ring on you. Right, he's like that. Gets in the ring.
Forget the cameras on that. Me and you right now. Let's go around the corner. Right? Forget the cameras. I'm trying to do the business team, but I'll badge you up now.
Does he back up his chat?
No, he does back up his chat.
Cool.
But against Fury.
That's what I'm trying to say. Fury's a legend.
Let AJ go through the whole depression.
Tyson Fury's a top boxer in this country.
Let AJ go through a mad thing in life like that and come back how Fury
does. No, you have to rate. Tyson Fury's
mental game is nuts. My man's still like.
He put himself in a position because he was sniffing the coke and he was doing all the crazy stuff.
Right, he came back stronger.
And look, he got another.
AJ got battered by a fat Ute, where everyone expected him to win. And then after he got banged up, he got banged by El Chapo.
The second fight.
After he got banged up, he was head lost. He was like, brother, didn't expect this.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, Maji.
He got beat up by Satin Griezmann.
Hold on. Joshua. Joshua and Fury, who you think can take the most bang?
Fury, obviously.
Fury. Come on. Eat them up all day
Joshua
long.
Can't take bangs, bruv.
But let me tell you something.
Joshua don't like getting banged.
Let me tell you something. Box is not about taking bangs, bro.
It's about strength.
Man wants man's brains, bro. Man don't want to be like Muhammad Ali, bro.
You got a point right there.
Man ain't trying to slug it out for 20 rounds.
That's why you have to be like Mayweather. You have to get your reflex game.
I still think Fury's got a better brain.
Tyson Fury, he's come fighting from young. It's just like a footballer that's like Messi's been footballing.
Doesn't matter.
No, but I'm just saying, fighting's in their blood. Like, it's different.
They're Gypsy King, bro.
He's done that real street fighting and he can perform in the ring. He performs in sparring. And Joshua's sick still. I can't lie. He is a sick boxer and he's a good boxer that we have right now for our country. But
definitely,
I can't see him knocking out Fury, bro.
I can see him knocking him out, and I can see him walking over to him and doing some mad taunt. That's what I can see.
I would like to see it though. I can't lie.
Well, let's see.
I would like to see that. I'm not gonna lie. I would like to see it, but.
Just give it your best, my boy.
Do you know what? He's a good picture for the UK. Yeah, like you said, he has that image about him.
Yeah, the image.
You know what I'm saying? He has that gentleman role that everyone loves and looks for. You know what I'm saying? Like, in front of the camera, he talks well, blah, blah, blah. But then at the same time, if you piss him off, he'll just switch at you like Mandem. He's got that in him.
I saw him and Dylan White's fight when they both came up.
That was a proper fight.
That fight was sick.
That's rocking.
Bang for bang. Bang. It's just that AJ had more power. You get me? And Dylan was probably...
Dylan had a shoulder problem.
Dylan won that fight. Not saying that he won it because obviously he lost.
But that's one of his best fights though.
That's his best fight.
Yeah.
Obviously the Chisora thing was sick.
Yeah.
I know Dylan's going to thump up Chisora. Not disrespect Chisora as a veteran in this team. Chisora should be putting the hands up and letting Dylan throw the hands. Like,
you're right. You get me,
that bro? Knockout was cold that he gave to... Chisora.
Woo!
But I watched that clip like 15 times.
I was pulling that up.
The way my man dropped, it was mad.
I remember the press conference and they had the fight. And then he goes, he glassed me. I'm going to kill you. He got Chisora. He glassed my massive man just picked up. You just see, it's so quick here. They're in the press conference. They've got the chairs like this, but it's this way. They're both having a heated argument. Next minute, Chisora gets upset, lifts the table, bro. Man, he's moving so quick, Rude Boy. The glass just goes, man's head. Bro, he smacks him up in the press conference, man. Then goes in the ring and smacks him up again. Dylan's my guy. Yo, Dylan White, man.
Yeah, shout out, Dylan.
Big up, bro.
Dylan's funny still. Oh, no. He's a character for the game.
Yeah, I'm saying to you, look, now, don't you lot think too highly of Tyson Fury. But let me just ask you one question. Besides Wilder, tell me one big name that he's had a fight with since.
Since he's been back,
tell me one big name.
He hasn't. He's fighted twice. Fury twice. He's got to fight him again the third time. So it's been.
No, I'm saying he's fighted Wilder. Yeah?
Fury fighting someone.
Yeah. But I'm saying
Pitbull brothers.
Fury hasn't fought besides that little German guy and some next little bum. Who's he fought? Because remember,
hasn't. He gone straight to the deep end.
What do you mean to Wilder?
What do you think? The whole game plan was like he said that man's going a couple years on a mad thing.
Yeah.
I need to fight a couple like half-hearted like mediocre youths to see what I'm saying. They're bun that. These men are tired. I'm getting shaped for the top.
Yeah.
That was Wilder. Wilder AJ. The whole Wilder. That's why it's all them three right now, man.
You know what he done? He done what Pest said the other day. Went for the big fight because Wilder could have easily done him over.
Who wants to hit with Fury in a world like now? I don't know too many the what you call it,
world heavyweights.
But like that Polish guy, that thing he fighted before, was he Polish? Who's that white guy that who had fought him? That heavyweight man.
What's his name?
Like, who had a fight with him before? Like recently. He's heavyweight. He's heavyweight.
Joshua, isn't it?
I think Joe Joyce and Tyson Fury would be a good fight because they always spar together. I think that would be a good fight because I think Joe Joyce knows.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It was about Fury's little tactics. I think he knows how to get him. Because Joyce has become a better fighter now. Joe Joyce is the one who beat Daniel Dubois.
Is he Irish?
No, man. He's like a light skin, but he's wham. They call him the Juggernaut.
Oh, okay.
The Juggernaut. No,
yeah. He lost against Usyk. Oh, Usyk. Oh, see, that's what I'm saying. Man's forgetting names, bro.
Yeah, no, I don't even follow boxing like that.
I do still.
I just know the recent ones coming up, but
still.
I just think
the heavyweight division is looking spicy. Trust me. Don't under. Like, there's some people coming up now that I believe that
top fighters.
Yeah, you need to be worried about, man. You know what I'm saying.
Trust. Yeah, some exciting.
But anyway, back to the topics. So there's a comment that someone left here. They said, because men value looks so much, women value money so much. So is it correct that women shouldn't be gold diggers the same way that men shouldn't always be so obsessed with vanity, how pretty a woman is.
Say that again.
It's controversial, that question, because not every man is about the beauty. Some man is about the beauty within. Then certain men only see the outside attraction. And certain men want to see the inside.
What was the question again? Sorry to cut you off.
So do women feel bad for only going for men for money the same way that men only go for women for looks?
They've got, in my opinion, women and a guy can go for each of the opposite sex, whoever they like, whether it's for their looks or for their money, whatever it may be. Like, as long as they're making it clear and the other person accepts it, yeah. There's nothing wrong with that, in my opinion. Different it's just whether they accept it or not. Because, like, you might be a millionaire and all your butters, you might get a painting, that's all you wanted.
Yeah.
And all she wants is a butters you in peace.
Yeah.
So if you're happy with that, you're happy with that. Saudi guys, for example, they're dead at it, they're done at it, their wives are paying. The wives are paying, even covered in that.
Yeah,
come on, they're all fat and shit, man. They're all fat and that, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? They eat bread. But yeah, like, they've got paying wives and that. And the wives are sticking around because my man's a sheikh or whatever, bro. It's like,
yeah.
And they come to London, they mess about with London dudes or whatever. And I'm going to say, like, yeah, man.
Real money there, man.
So, like...
You can do that, why not?
What do you think, fam?
I'll grab a ting with peas.
All right, cool. I think, yeah, for me...
Why do you feel like the pressure's on you?
No. I'm just trying to think of how I'm saying I'm going to see it. Because I want to... What I really want to say
is... smiling like that. Like, like, you saw the biggest
match. Pressure's on.
No, check this, yeah? Because it's like... You know what I'm saying? It's like... I don't feel, still laughing.
Yeah.
I don't feel that any of us should be doing that, innit? That's... But I wanted to say it a different way because I was just going to go to the women, but I need to talk... On a, because it's true. Why is man them like you could like the nicest thing? Yeah, this time she's dirty, cuz you don't even know. Like, she could be a painting looking peng on the road, but how many times she bath or you get me? Is her yard clean? You get that's me? Is her toilet clean? Like, real talk.
That's what I was saying.
Can you comfortably sit on that toilet? Cuz, like, real talk, can you eat from them pots?
Yeah,
you get
me?
So, and it's the same with like the women with the guys. Like, right, you could want a guy that, all right, he's got money, but you don't think he's attractive, but. Right, he could be a piece of shit. You get me?
Personal man.
He could have like women in his basement. Like, you get me? Like, he could be like some that German guy. No, I'm just saying, bro. He could be a piece of shit, bro. He could have him imprisoned or
whatever. Yeah, treating like shit, innit?
Yeah, just because he's got money or no freedom or just or you know what? He beats his woman, but because he's got money, she's staying with him. Nah, man. I think you should just be comfortable with what, no, not even comfortable. Say it. Sometimes, yeah, you have to work with what you got.
Of the older you get, the harder it is to kind of find everything you want.
Yeah, I feel so as well. I feel like to find real love, you have to find love from young. Find real love from young.
What's real love though? Let's go back.
What do you mean? Wait, hold up. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Love thing,
explain that, bro. You have to find real love from young. What do you mean?
So I
could find find love in later years of man's life.
I'm trying to say it works out better than this. See, when you've been with a girl from, say, from school days and...
That's puppy love, though.
Right. That's puppy love, but you got still stick together from then to now. That's like one of the strongest love, bro.
Not really. She could have beat that a few times.
Yeah.
She's a little bit picked still. Because you done dirty, so she's like, bro, I'm doing dirty.
But can you see where I'm coming from?
If you last longer, it's like school days, imagine like from being in school, like from like year 7 to like, I don't know, like 25, for example, yeah? Cool. It's a long time, isn't it? But you're basically saying that person's not messing around with anyone and they're just taking things serious. That's basically like older school like marriages. Nowadays, their relationship, like you said, bruv, like people are doing the mad thing now.
But I get his point. Yeah,
I get your point long term.
You see, like Wayne Rooney, yeah? Obviously, he's had his childhood sweetheart. You get me? So obviously, they have their childhood tribulation, but they're solid. They know each other. So I hear what you're saying, but sometimes the childhood sweetheart ain't the one for you. It's just there.
Trust me.
It was just there. Because I've had my childhood sweetheart, but it's not the one for me now. You get me? And it wasn't the one for like 20 years ago. You get me? Like, so it's a balance. You get me, bro? But I just feel that you have to work with what you got, fam. Because
there's no such thing as childhood sweetheart, bro. The bitter man will come out of me, then you lot start talking that stuff.
Do you know what, though? Going back to what you said about like the women going for the guy with the peas and then the guy going for the looks. What do you think? Like, what's your opinion? What do you, like, it's a question you asked, but what's your opinion?
So I believe that we shouldn't judge. This is my whole ethos of the whole thing. We judge people by the money they have, from the appearance, what is apparent, from perception. But reality is that we need to start thinking more grown and more mature. a relationship should be something that is leading towards marriage. You don't always hear me talk this talk because I'm always going to talk this talk. This is me. I always talk
that's
this talk.
That's reality talk. Yeah. Real talk.
Yeah. So it's, I don't think relationships should just be, we're just with each other for the sake of being with each other. There has to be a goal, bro, because as man gets older, man has responsibilities, man has a life, man has dreams, man has goals. Man needs to solidify that part of my life so man's not out here looking like that, you know what I'm saying? Like a lost sheep. So I believe that if you can, if you're going into anything, you're going into something because you want to marry the person. So that's, I'm just putting that narrative out, yeah?
It's the main objective. Yeah.
So now we're looking at that. Looks don't matter and peas don't matter. Guess why? Let me tell you why. The character matters because you're going to have children with that person. And when you have children with that person, it doesn't matter about how much money he's got. If he's a scumbag and he's not teaching your kids the right ethics of what you lot both believe in, then what sense of it is the money? Now, her looks, if you marry a woman that she's just got beautiful looks, but she can't cook, she can't clean, and she doesn't want to be a mother, you're being the father. So you're.
I rather marry the woman that's the opposite, that's broke. But she can do all the above.
Well, she's not as nice.
She might not have been that nice, bro. Yeah. But, she's loyal and she's a good mother to your children.
That's what I'm saying.
And this is what I'm starting to say.
That's what I look for.
That's character. That's nothing to do with money. That's nothing to do with looks. That's character. That's something from within. And I believe nowadays, social media and everything, the way it's made it seem is what she looks like is more important than who she actually is.
Right.
And this is what the younger generation growing up now, their perception is how she looks. Look at her twerking her bum. Look at the hips. That's why the women go out and do all this stuff so that we see it and we get attracted to it. But that's not a reality. That's not sustainable.
Stunt. You get me? Go out and stunt, do silly things, live beyond their means. Yeah, big whip, just to impress the girls.
So you think a character defines a woman more than her beauty?
Of course.
Yes. Of course. 1,000,000%.
You got to remember, beauty is just an outside thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's more important? The outside? That I get that. It's visible. You want to see it every day. You want to wake up to it. You know what I'm trying to say?
Exactly.
What's
important? But inside the house or outside the house?
And now, let me just hit you up with something. Because I was speaking to a woman the other day. She jumped to one of my lives on Instagram. Big you up. Whoever he was, she said to me, I don't need a man because I've got money, I've got this, I've got that. All right, let me just break something down to you lot. A man is more than a financial assistance, and he's more than just a physical assistance. Do you know what he actually is?
Security.
No. He's a spiritual assistance. And I feel like this is where the breakdown of communication has dropped. A man is a leader of his family, but he prays with his family, bro. You see that man when he wakes up in the morning and he flashes water on his wife's face and he says, get up, we need to pray. Yeah, what he's doing is he's not feeding her money. He's not giving her dough. He's feeding her soul.
Yes, you see that?
You see that heart and that peace that she's going to find in that man? She's not going to ever leave another man. Because peace and that and raising the kids up on good etiquettes. Oh, what do you say when you sneeze? What do you say when you burp? What do you say when you leave the house? What do you say when you enter the house? Bringing blessings into the life, bro. So that man, he's not just bringing money and sex and good looks.
Thank you.
He's bringing her something inside of her heart called sakin. So I'm saying,
people that are not religious or spiritual.
This is where the problem lies now, isn't it? We got more of those people that. And this is where all these people nowadays, all these women and men nowadays, are talking about the spirituality stuff, bro. And this is where the breakdown of society is coming. Because people can't break down what spirituality is. I'm spiritual. What does that mean, bro? Explain to me. I believe there's a higher purpose, but I do my own thing. You just want to follow your desires. Let's just keep it real. You just want to follow your desires. Because people would say, oh, you're a Muslim, you just follow rules and all this. But them rules that I'm following are better for society, bro.
It's not just better for me, bro.
Me not sleeping with your wife's a good thing, bro.
Yeah.
Me not thinking about sleeping with your wife's a good thing, bro. Me going home to my family and praying with my children, bro, is a good thing, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything wrong, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? Me opening up the Quran and saying, look, this is what the Quran says, my daughter. This is what it says. You know, we're not allowed to take riba. We're not allowed to rob people's wealth, you know. We don't steal from people. We don't do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. These things I'm doing is better for society.
Etiquette.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. But when you come up with your spirituality, you're making up what you want to believe.
Yeah.
So whatever you morally think's right or wrong is what you're going to follow. So this is where the breakdown society is now.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah, because we've got the Sharia, we've got the law of Allah, then we've got the law of the land, like the law of the land.
That's right. Laws of the land.
But then you've got the law of the people that just make up their own desires.
Also, that's the law of their own desires.
Also have maritime law, which is how they create the time. You have the laws of the sea. You have common law, which the country is run by.
Freeman law.
Yeah, you got freeman law, sovereign law. You get me? But freeman law is how someone that's spiritual should be living, because you're a free man of the land that God's put you on. Yeah, so I'm trying to say you shouldn't be living under the next law that someone else has created. The only laws you should be living under is the laws of, you know, of, even your, of your faith.
Going back to what you're saying, even like Islam and Muslims, like there's a time, there's always been times where there's been Jews, Christians and that, and having to deal with people that weren't in the same religious like goal as you as well, and having to deal with them, how to deal with them. Like you said, character. Knowing how to look after your character, build your own character up to kind of build relationship with people outside of like your own comfort zone.
Of course. It's
very, very important. You don't want to, like, for me, being on Dean, at one point, I was very like in my own little bubble. And then when I come out of that bubble and it burst, I come back to this real life, not real life, but it's dunya. And it was just like a big, like, a big whirlwind. And it was like, rah, like, I wish I kind of balanced the both a bit better.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? And that's where, like, when you get older, 30s now, you start learning, okay, that's one way of going about things. Now, bursting that bubble, I've seen this now. Now, kind of merge the two together, but in the right way. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Because you got a lot of brothers that they're doing their thing, and it's right what they're saying, but then the way they project it to some people might not be the right way. So just building up your own character to the right person. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Know who your audience are, as they say, innit?
Facts.
Know who your audience are.
Growing up, we always know. You're young, you know right from
but
wrong.
We want to save people. That's another thing as Muslims. We want to save people. Yeah. That's how, like, we want to save people from the fire, like, all those little things like that. But if you're not on that, like you said, that whole level, platform, it's not going to...
Big question. You think religion divide people? Because I think religion is a division, brother.
This is another thing that a lot of people, like, man, even man them, like they, oh, yeah, divide.
You know, Steve, you know Steve, yeah? Let me tell you how religion doesn't divide, yeah? I was in jail, yeah? And I was an Asian brother. You know who he was, yeah? Mm. And... he was in there for money. He had bare money. But there's a couple road youths that was trying to pressure him from dough. Like, yeah, I want money, or I'm going to stab you up, or whatever. But he was a brother. Now, remember this, yeah? He's a brother. So let me tell you something. Them men that was saying they're going to extort him and rob him and do whatever, they were brothers as well. So I'm saying, brother, wait a second, hold up. My man's a brother, fam. Is man going to be moving mad with the brother, fam? I said, you man, dead that, bro. If anyone touches him, you're touching me. I don't care. What are you saying? Man said, "Raw, but he's not even the man." Then I said, "Brother, he's a brother. What are you talking about, man?
It's a hidden rule, isn't it? It's a hidden rule."
So you see, even though he was Asian, a man's black. Dude, the foot island sided with the black youths just over principle, and they're from the roads, and they're from the ends, and they're from this gang, and my gang's cool with them, so we're all blessed. But no, I said, nah, brother, he's a brother. We can't even touch him like that, bro. You're losing your mind, bro. We can't even, brother. I said, you mightn't even lose this foot, bro. He prays Jummah, brother. You look sick in your head.
Yeah.
Brother, if anyone touches him, I'm telling you right now, I'm saying I'm not stopping till everyone goes down. And I'm taking it from here in outside on the roads. And then everyone's like, why are you backing it so much for him? And then man was like, I heard man, side breath, like, get him as well.
Yeah, that's
I was like, do your thing, fam. Yeah. Like, I'm with my man, and I was rolling with him, and I was like, brother, roll with me. Like, stay by my side so man can see that we're, you know what I'm saying? Because in my mind, that was unity, no?
Yeah. Well, because that's unity within the same religion, though, isn't it? Mm. So I think what he's trying to say, because I kind of get what you're saying.
Still divide.
I feel that, especially like when it comes to even the Roman times and that, yeah, like, they used religion, like, so they said, oh, Roman Catholic, whatever, then to try and the media and that, to try and flip in segregate everyone, isn't it? You see what I'm saying? But I rate that in Islam, the brotherly hood that the man them have is strong, powerful. Strong. You get me? And they, and also, a lot of my friends are Muslim, and they don't treat me any different, fam. So I feel Islam is one of the only religions where they embrace everybody. You get me?
It's the fastest growing religion.
Yeah, that's what I feel. But I do know that the government, just like the Romans, all of that through history, tried to use religion to divide people, innit? So some people have perception. So some people that might be Catholic or whatever might say, oh, they have a perception for what they see every day, what the media is telling you, what a definition of a Muslim is. But this time, that's not a definition. That's someone that's gone mad and they they're just lost, and they're getting hellfire as well. You see what I'm trying to say? So,
because Islam means peace, innit?
Islam means, submission to Allah. Someone who submits to Allah is a Muslim. Islam's the religion as well, and you receive peace from that thing.
Peace. That's why every time they meet each other, they say, Salaam alaikum, may peace be upon you.
Yeah.
You see that greeting? See?
That's already saying, in that greeting, it already means, like in layman's terms, like, me and you are cool, me and you got no pasa, me and you, I've got, and the thing is though, like, there's a right upon rights. In Islam, it's like rights upon rights, like, if you're with me, I've got to make sure that you I'm protecting you, you're protecting me, you got my back, I got your back, you're fed, I'm fed. Just that's the natural things that, like, that the religion in general should kind of bring, like, unity to people. But going back to what you said before about, does it Divide. Our Dean says no white man's better than no black man. No black man's better than no white man. No Jew's better than Arab. No Arab better than Jews. No one's better than each other. You're only better in what way? In character. You know what I'm trying to say? You're only better in character. That's because you're black and you're white and he's Arab and he's Asian or whatever. Mm-hmm. Don't make no difference. Like, it's only what's inside you. What's in your character. Like, you might perceive to some people you're the best in reality. Like, but like you said, you might go behind closed doors do a mazah. It's between you and Allah.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah.
But there's, like, for me, Islam, it was a uniting thing because even in jail, like, we was all united, bro. Like, I had my little axe, bro. We had our, the axe corner. Like, I call it the
Yeah, I remember
corner.
That. Like, what jail was you in? What jail was you in?
I was in Bear Prisons. I said
High Point was good for that.
Yeah, I was High in Bricky. I was in Coldingley. I went to Bear Prisons. Yeah. And man had the act corner. Like, that's where the brothers are. So the like, if you want to come there, you want to get some knowledge or you want to pray or you want to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want, even the brothers will just give you food. Like, man are just nice with everyone. That's why you never hear man go jail and say, I had beef with the Muslims.
No.
You rarely hear that, you know, like, unless man's some devil and he just had something in his heart and he was just trying to mash up the brothers and everyone was onto him. But 9 out of 10 man that go jail, they don't really have that.
Give me a good example. Like, even like, you probably just experienced that, like, being in Jummah, a lot of madnesses go on in Jummah. So when you're going in Jummah and you see the madnesses going in Jummah, you get two types of people. The guys that go there for the sake of Allah and pray, the guys that are going there with the intention to kill man off. Now, when you see that in front of you, after you've done Salaam alaykum, Salaam alaykum, you'll see a man get up and do something to another brother. You're thinking, out of all places, you're doing it here. Oh, no. And you're meant to be Muslim. Now, those people, those strong brothers in the jailhouse with the iman, they've got every right to go up to that brother who's meant to be Muslim and say, yo, like, G-check time. Yeah. What's going on here? Yeah. Do you know what I'm going to say? Like, you went to be Muslim. Like, what's
you can't be doing this.
You can't be doing your whole A-wing, whatever unit beef, yeah, and then bringing it to Jummah. And you get, like you said, like, you get the acts that are basically looking after them, the even the imam, supporting the imam with it. Do you know what I'm going to say? Islamic class, for example. Like, I love the Islamic class. Islamic class was sick. It gets you on point as well. But yeah, man, it just tells you, like, yo, you can't be doing the whole gang thing in a gym, for example, like, because you're going to have brothers on front row, second row, and that, who are taking the thing serious, to turn around and say, yo, like, it's not that. And that man are road dudes as well. They can give it you both ways. If you're going to do it somewhere else. Don't do
man
it.
Man used to get, you see the guys that used to do things like that in Jummah? I'm not going to lie, they used to get the visit to their cell after, is you
it?
See?
But this is what I'm trying to say without even
no,
saying
no,
it.
No, but
though.
I'm saying,
you know
that's
say?
It was a serious visit. Their visit was so serious that I was ready to die, bro. Like, bro, I can't even talk a camera.
Yeah, I know.
But,
I know,
brother,
I know,
I'm saying that visit that certain man used to get, like, because you tried to break up a man. Because man's not saying, man's saying, why are you not doing this in Jummah? Because you could shut off Jummah and they could say, we're not having Jummah next week.
Yes.
Or some madness, or the wing's not allowed to meet this wing. So it's like,
man,
you've mashed up man's
like
whole thing.
Man God in
that's yeah, what I'm saying.
Man so man's coming to yourself saying, brother, like, I don't know what you got with my man and I don't care what you have. Go church and do all of that. Yeah, yeah, man, yeah. Saying to man, brother, if your things mash up like that, go not to say, man's not trying to like belittle the church or nothing, but I'm saying, don't bring that to this place where man is, because man will do you for this, bro. Yeah. Stop all of this, because this is not even good. And then, you know what, when you sit down and talk to man and you really get to the bottom of it, it was something that you could have resolved.
Not just that, yeah, a lot of it's worldly life.
Yeah.
A lot of like the brothers and that, yeah, like how I look at things is like, if there's a madness, something's happened, and let's say that Aki got robbed, for example, in jail, innit? If this brother was a real, like, example, he weren't jugging rice, he's on his deen, innit? He's not at it to play games and make money on the sly and that, like, do business dodgy shit, whatever goes on and that. And he gets violated, and he tells one person that's, like, a brother, then you're going to have all the acts around you because my man got violated, not for the dunya. Man just got violated because maybe someone just come and violated him. Then when you tell one act, he's going to tell the rest, and it's like, yo, like, wagwan, like, you're trying to violate my man on that angle, not even like on a like, you know what I'm trying to say? You're trying to violate man, but it's not that man.
I was that brother. I was the one that the man them used to come to. Like, the brothers used to come to me and say, brother.
But I used to go on the, yeah, go on, sir.
He robbed my tuna, man. He robbed my tuna.
He robbed my tuna.
He said he's going to promise me this, brother, and he just robbed me, brother. Why? I don't know,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah. So it's the freshies as well that
I'm like,
it,
what?
Man.
Why did he do that? So I'll go, I say, all right, cool, just leave it with me, I'll go sort it out for you.
You're the problem solver.
Not even that, it's just that I had love for the brothers. Like, I didn't care where you was from,
the muscle,
or what thing.
We're all in the same boat right
the brothers.
Now.
Yeah,
I'm going to say, like,
through the brothers. That's why I said it brought unity.
And it's good that the brothers them could have someone like you to go to, or anyone else that's in jail to go to and talk.
Because certain man that's probably taking the man's tune, he knows them, and they ain't even going to give him that talk as well. Or not, you get me?
Yeah,
so.
Bro.
It was love, man.
A lot of bullying goes on in jail, man.
Oh, of course.
A lot of what?
A lot of bullying.
A lot of bullying, yeah. But that's what you got to learn to find your own and stand on your own two feet, though. Like, if you don't do that, you're just going to get highlighted from the beginning.
I'm dying before I let a man.
It's like school grinding year seven, bro. Same thing.
Dying, bro. You know, you're not bullying me, bro.
No, but jail's a place you're gonna meet the hardest bullies.
Okay.
That's why when I was just on, I didn't even play with people. I was just doing my thing to
you just knew me in jail.
That brother's serious. Yeah. He's gonna take you in the room and start turn the lights off and say, "Bro,
read this book and chat to me about this,
brother. I read this.
Yeah,
death is gonna catch us all, bro."
That would send certain man out the cell running out. I'm telling you.
He says like a spooky shit, yeah?
Yeah, like.
Brother, I'm saying, brother, you might come. Brother, look what I read. Look at this. Read it. I said, you read it and us man listen.
Listen, story time.
And that's how, man, so brothers, people that was on crazy stuff in jail, they weren't really ramping with me because I wasn't really on anything. I was just on that. I was just trying to get my time through. And that's already respected anyway.
Everyone knows that. Like, you can't, if a brother's like done whatever he's done, he's come in to do his bird in that way. And like, you know what I say, leave him to it. And more time, people leave him to it.
Yeah.
That's it. Just leave him to it, bro.
You had the one racist little white youth or something.
Yeah, you did get the racist one mad.
You know what I'm saying?
I see some reasons you get his jaw spin off in jewelry.
What did he do?
Come and said to the youth, he said something about you, black, I don't know what it was, but he said black. And then at first he was telling the screws, "Oh yeah, I don't like these Londoners, this and all that."
Yeah.
And then the youth, green, big up greenery, boy, spun his jaw, fam.
But out of nowhere.
Spun him, come out. I think he was trying to say something to Green. He's like, "What?" But Green was a wedge youth, innit? Green spun. One man, the youth was big as well. Big, I think it was from Wales. They shifted him in from Wales. Big youth, I think, because he was racist as well down there. Whatever, innit? Wales is
he's just racist.
But my man spun his jaw, and then obviously, man's all in the yard playing Ludi and that. And then the youth walked out, and when he saw that there's bare man, then he didn't want no smoke.
I bet you ain't racist.
Come racist thing, man.
I bet you ain't racist no more. Sometimes you have to beat the racist out of them.
That guy racist no more.
You know that?
He still is, bro.
You have to beat the racist out of them.
You have to whack it out of them, bro. Trust me.
Make you know that, bro, what you're being racist for is just dumb, bro.
Yeah, but so I don't know about other religions, but Islam for me personally, it brought bare unity. That's like, even men from different ends, you know, there was one time, yeah, there was like youths from Tooting, youths everywhere. From Brixton Hill, youths from Norwood, youths from Kenneth, and youths from Narm.
Yeah.
Bro, colours, the heat of the beef, bro, colours, yeah.
Mm.
Used to come to Brixton Juma, bro. Used to, he's a Narm youth, but he used to come to Brixton. Yeah, and all the brothers see him and be like, "Whoa, what, Slam Lake, come out, you know, bare love."
See him in Juma as well.
So I'm saying, so it wasn't even a thing like man was like, "Oh, raw, he's from Narm. What's the Narm youths doing down here?" Like, and other Narm youths used to come, big Narm youths, not going to say names on camera, but big Narm youths used to come as well. And it was just love because, like I said, it brings unity, bro. Like, man's not even looking at you, like, man's just looking at you like, "You're my brother, you've come to pray Juma."
No one cares about what you've got around you.
Yeah.
Without even the Muslim, that's what it's supposed to be as
That's true. People. That's true.
There's different levels of Muslims though. The ones that are really out here, the ones that only think about the akhirah, innit? That's the truth. Like, the ones that are really out here on their deen properly, only ones that are really thinking every single thing they do, every little thing they do in their life is for the hereafter. And you know what I'm trying to say, obviously for the dunya as well, halal means, but a lot of people come with this half-hearted on road. I'm trying to say that's the identity crisis that a lot of men try. Go back to the question before.
They
want to practice their deen, but then the road, and then and I'm trying to say, it's like, it's difficult, but I believe that, if you have the right intention with things, man, it will slowly pan into the right place.
100%.
Yeah, man, free all the innocent men them in jail.
And
free all the man them, bro.
Free, man.
And you know what? That's the funniest thing I hear. You know, free all the innocent men in jail. Brother, you know, when I was in jail, I was innocent, bro.
Well, free you, bro.
No, but I wasn't innocent. You see what I'm saying?
Freedom already, innit?
It is,
man.
Innit?
Everyone claims to be innocent. Everybody. Bro, I believed my story, you know, bro.
What, you told yourself you was innocent?
I told myself I was innocent. I was innocent, bro. I bust case because I believed I was innocent.
Okay, you mean that sense?
I believed it full to the point where if you ask my story, I've given you my story.
Yeah.
But I know the real story. But obviously,
the story is so good. Yeah.
But and that's what certain men are in jail like that, bro. They you think they're innocent, man. They're innocent, but there's certain innocent man. They're innocent man. But man, that's on roll doing crud, bro. You're not innocent, bro. Because even if I never, me and you done a, you caught a body, yeah, but it wasn't me, yeah, and I'm in jail for it, yeah, but 2 weeks ago, I stabbed up someone and nearly caught a body.
Yeah.
So you see how life comes back full circle on you, bro.
Karma thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so don't think that Man are innocent, bro, because man are there, or man would have said, yeah, exactly. Kill him.
Man them inside.
I could have said to you, kill him, man, just stab him in the heart. And you're like, ah! Yeah. And I'm like, oh, and then we get nicked, and I'm like, I didn't even do it, you know, your honor, but it was him, like, I'll be honest with you, bro. And then you're sitting there thinking, brother, but you was telling me to do it, but you're not going to say it because you've got the code of silence, so you're just looking like, but are you really doing me, like, you know what I'm saying? Because blood's all over you,
that's
blood ain't on
me. That's 6ix9ine behavior, because that's what 6ix9ine done to his, yeah, pay them to do the hit, and then after they just go tell the man them that.
No, that's real shaitan. You know why? Because I paid you that's to go and let down someone. Mm. That's why I don't like 6ix9ine. That's why I hate his guts. Yeah, trust and me, I say hate because he said, yeah, here's the money to go lick down my man, and then snitched on me.
Yeah.
Brother, are you going to give me.
Yeah.
If you would have never given me the money and
that's
to do
cold.
This, I'd still have my freedom, bro.
That's cool.
I don't know how I would feel if I was in that.
And you got to remember, yeah, the police.
That's why sometimes you have to know who you're working for.
Yeah.
You have to know who you're working for and who you're taking.
Yeah, the orders from. Because like I said, once man's working with police are their strongest force. So you can say, oh, but what can they do? They're in jail, shotting all them, man. In jail, no peas, not with their family.
Forgotten.
Like, they can't even do nothing, fam. They're powerless, bro. They do something they've got. You get me? Even if you put a hit on, probably get 100 years, bro. Rico, whatever they call it, the Rico thing.
Back to square one. You get me? How the system break you back down and bring you back to a piece of fuck.
That's why it's just good to
in
be
America,
good
they're not letting you out, bro. What are you talking about?
That's
why
it's good to be a good
person. The charge is there, bro. You're not getting 25 years.
You ever do time here or America?
What? Here all day long, bro. You're mad. Bro.
Hey, you have freedom.
All right, see the man I'm in the yard? Do you know how much of them, man, they would love to come here and do their time?
What, here? Of course.
No, not really. Not really. Man, what? Man in yard.
Five cartel.
He's in Jamaican prison. That's different. He's equivalent to David Beckham.
Have you seen Jamaican prison?
Wait, man in Jamaican prison.
Let me land. Vroom. Hey, listen, though.
Free Vibes Cartel.
Vibes Cartel would rather do his bird wherever he is right now.
He's a murderer, bro.
Bro.
No freedom, man. I'm not freeing him, man. You've done your crime.
How do you know that? You know, the case still going.
I don't know what happened with his case.
Man, look at the camera. You had the camera. Why do you think they caught him?
No, there was... That's,
but hey, listen, though. Hear what I'm saying. Do you think Vibes Cartel would rather do his bird in England than Jamaica? Never, Ruby. Let me tell you why. If Vibes Cartel was doing his bird in England right now, no songs are coming out unless he's got the Zanko and he's not even a Zanko iPhone and his voice noting, man. It's gonna be dead tunes. It's gonna be forgotten. It's gonna sound like when, not trying to say man's tunes are dead, but it's gonna sound like
studio
when Mover puts out songs and you hear it just sounds like he recorded it off a voice note and just sent it to man. Vibes Cartel is getting conjure visit, beating gal, getting to see his youths, taking picture with his youths.
You're talking about one man who's basically a celebrity. He's equivalent to David Beckham.
And he's in Jamaica. He's got so much freedom.
Remember? Exactly. So someone like him would turn around and say, yeah, I'll be in Jamaica. But
I reckon he would.
Some any guy.
Because his money can't buy that, bro.
You're right. He's got a point. He said any guy
that's like from the village or whatever, from the blocks for us, from the village for them, whatever, from the block for them, bring us two together and ask, do we want to go Jamaica in their prison or do Jamaicans want to come to the UK and everything? Forget Vibes. Like I said, Vibes is up there. Vibes got the money to do all of that. Yeah. A normal person, bruv, here, they're getting fed for free. Hot water. Like
that's
all
true,
the
in Jamaica, you need money for
you need money. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
Take Vibes out of it. He's a celebrity. And he's got all the power where he's at, where he doesn't need to move. Yeah,
bro, we've got like, one of the.
So Pablo Escobar.
I'm saying the little man, them, and the rare, and the look of.
They would rather come to England, obviously. Yeah.
What, 3 meals a day?
Not just that, bro. They can make money.
TV, my own cell.
But they're sharing a cell with ten men.
And if you're not a bad man, you can't sleep on the floor. You have to sleep standing up. The yardman's told me. He said, "Yo, midday, and this guy wasn't a fool.
And you have to fight as well."
Yeah, he said to me, "He said, me sleep, stand up." Right, I've heard stories, man.
Everyone have their piss bottle.
And you have a seat stand up.
Hey, what happened to the job? Everyone have their corner in that. You got a little corner in that. You could have a go in the man corner.
Yeah.
And when you're pissing, when you're carrying out your pee to clean your pee, you could have a drip drop on a man, bro.
Yeah.
You would die in the so, it's a jungle, bro. But don't get twisted. When you watch them, it's like they're unrolled. Man, they have the freshest gums on. Man, they might drink liquor. So they still...
That's the dons them, man.
Yeah, the dons them still.
Yeah, that's not normal, man.
They're still living
normal
life.
Normal man, they got barefoot.
No one's living
but just
life.
For normal man.
They got barefoot, cuz. Bare grit in their toes, cuz. Yeah? Food. They got no food, but the ones that are on the grind, the one... Bro, their family, if they're sending their money in jail in Jamaica,
that's
got
it.
Nothing.
Got nothing.
So you lot are right. Yeah, Vibes Cartel, but if you bring the normal man, you can say, yo, lock me up at Wandsworth. No.
Yeah, 100%.
When boss there? Where the circle van? You get me?
Take me right now, bruv. Special delivery.
Yeah.
Trust me.
I'm just saying enough. So basically, my point was, Certain jails is worse than certain 100%. Jails. And certain jails is...
I bet you was in jail in Thailand. Huh? I bet you was in jail in Thailand, Ruby. But I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to... He does stuff and that. I don't want to bait him up. But he was in jail in Thailand, bro, yeah? And this was recently when lockdown happened. He's in Thailand and whatever he's got... Was it Thailand or Philippines? Sorry, Philippines, my bad. It was in Philippines, bro. Fam, he's had beef with a youth and whatever, they've caught up. But the youth that he's beefing with from Philippines, he's a black man in Philippines, yeah? Bro, the youth's violated him, come to him with like a object, and then he's picked up an object and they've clashed, but he's got better off of the situation. But he went wild with the situation. Bro, they locked him up, bro, yeah? Mm. Do you know, yeah? His family was paying like money to let him out. You know what they were doing? They were holding the money. I'm talking to like his mum and his people and that. Like, right, we sent like 500 Canadian dollars over, boom, but it ain't enough. Like, they're saying that they got to wait for this because it's COVID as well, bro. When man speaking to, he had his mobile though, I can't lie, he had his phone, he had his mobile, he's video called, man, but he's in like a, you just see bare soldiers around him, like, yeah, military uniform, man, yeah. And I'm like, right, bro, when I could see it in his eyes, he's like, I wish I was just not here. Like, he's like, bro, I can't, like, yeah, man's good and that. Because it's man, isn't it? But it's like, bro, he said it's the worst experience he's ever had. He's been jailed in the UK before, course, as well. And yeah, he's been jailed in Africa as well. Yeah. So he's saying, bro, there was 30 men in one room and it's hot. That's all he said to it. And he said it's hot. Man, yeah, had no money for food. Like, you get me? It was peacock. His girl was calling everyone for donations. So you're right.
You're right.
We get cheated. So you see where I'm coming from?
What?
No, put yourself in that situation.
I'm not putting myself
nowhere.
I'm not putting myself nowhere. I'm not even manifesting that in my brain, bro.
Yeah.
Prison don't even exist to me. Everyone wants to go prison.
I can't lie. I want to go back though. I want to go back to Brixton for the right reasons though.
What you just said? You want to go back?
Go and talk to them. That's
yeah, but I said it the right way though. Like,
you said you want to go back.
No. But I said it too calmly to say that I want to go back. Like, I'm on the road. No, not even to visit. Because visit, I go visit the man then. But man wants to go there. Like, I was there on bouncer coming to the jailhouse, but man said, "Well, go on bouncer. We're kicking ball." I want to be bouncer.
Yeah,
I want to be that guy coming into the jailhouse and saying, you know what, fam, I've done this and I've done that and I will. And I'll come back one day on this podcast and I'll show you, know what, I've gone and done that.
That's good.
That's how much, like, of a network I've got.
If we could, like, one day, if we could even get a visit down there so we could go talk to a few people and that.
Possible,
and inspire a few men. Because a lot of men in jail, they lost hope, bruv. They think, like...
A lot of men are cool in jail. A lot of men in jail, forget the bitties and this and that. A lot of men are smart. Like, we have smart guys.
Like, to survive.
They just need the right direction. And they need someone that, like, who... On their level, too. Yeah. The colours. The judger, whatever it may be, bruv, with reputation, to boost them.
He's got a good story when he came. His transition is crazy. I rate him for that. You're a bridging the boxer, came out of jail, changed his life.
Yeah, man.
That's what I'm saying, bruv. You can come out and change your life. Don't come out and go back into where you're coming from, bruv.
But you know, when you speak on other people, everyone here has done it. So we don't need to speak on other people. He's done it. Fenn's done it. I respect him for that.
Yeah, I'm just talking about names that's really out there already.
They're not. Who are they? Where are the people? You know what?
You always do that to me, man.
No, do you know why? We have to start celebrating the people that are in front of us, not the people that are behind us. I'm a very firm believer of this. I don't really like chatting about other people, because you know what? What you went through, I went through. So I don't need you to tell me my own story. I don't need someone to tell Naeem, because Naeem's already went through it already. That's why he's here. And that's why Fenn's here as well.
Right.
So I just don't even speak about other people, man. I just talk about the people that are around me, because I know we've all been through it.
I just like to hear that shit though. Because for the longest time, I just hear all the negative. So when I hear it raw, then man, they come out, check, bruv.
But we've done it.
Huh? I know you done it and he done it. And, but I'm just saying, that's.
And they're not doing anything different to man.
Props to you and props to you as well.
Don't get me wrong, like, we're all not where we want to be at. We're all not where we want to be. Where is that clock? We're all similar in the sense where we've done had our journey, all realised at the age we're at now that we want positive, good things. You know what I'm trying to say? That's like whatever we may be doing right now, it's just for now. Do you know what I'm trying to say? But the ultimate goal, like you said, like, is to get married, have kids, to have something halal, to get. I'm going to say, like, I've sat and going for you in a positive way that your kids and your family can be proud of and that.
But do you know one thing I never do is I never put nobody on a status higher than what they should be. I put everybody in the
same level. You're right.
And
just giving man their
That's just the humble. That's I stay humble because I don't think And to me, nobody's like famous or big because in the end, see that grave that we go to, it's always the same size.
Come on, but man, just giving their flowers when they do something right.
Yeah, it's
hard for a nigga to give man their flower when they do something right, but as soon as they're wrong, you want to judge, man.
I don't care if they do right or wrong. It's none of my business. I
don't know, shit. Mr. Rare. You're cold. I don't know what ice tea you drank this morning, but hey.
What you saying? You said drink something, drink a bottle of compassion.
He's smoking the cess.
No, it's love, man.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, but we're going to wrap up here, man, like, comment, and subscribe.
Always.
This is on the Spotify, so check this out, you know what I'm saying?
Big episode, big up you lot.
Yeah, shout out to everyone. One love for everyone watching.
Big up everyone watching
as well. Make sure you stay tuned to the next episode and that too. Come on.